Evening, I'm Joel Bacon, the steward and Sharon Golden Chair of Organ and Liturgical Studies here at CSU. And I'd like to welcome you to this evening's program. This semester, it's been my great pleasure to teach a graduate music history course in medieval music. And this is a course that we've not offered at CSU since I've been here. I keep saying since the Middle Ages. But in the last 10 years, we've kind of offered it. And so I thought it would be an interesting experiment to have a class project recital. So you'll hear tonight students from this medieval music class. You'll hear some organ students from my organ studio. And for fun, I've invited members of my church choir at St. John the 23rd. A choir that is more or less used to singing some of the chant that you'll hear on tonight's program. It's been a fun project for us. We've learned a lot by doing it together. A few words about the actual repertoire. I selected it partly because these are pieces that were covered in our textbook. And it just seemed to make sense to do that. Some of the pieces are familiar, if you're familiar with Catholic liturgical music. Some of them are unfamiliar to me. We have a set in the middle of the program concerning the life of Peter Abelard. These have been very interesting pieces for me and class to discover together. You will find that there is more chant on tonight's program than organ. Partly because there isn't very much written down organ music from the Middle Ages. We're very lucky that we have an instrument that has an actual written repertoire from the Middle Ages. The earliest piece on tonight's program for organ is the first, and it's actually the first notated piece of keyboard music from the Robert's Bridge Codex. So you'll hear some unusual organ pieces, pieces that don't require large instruments, that don't require pedals. So I just invite you to listen to tonight's program with curious ears. And in case you get a little lost in all of the Latin, I've provided extensive program notes. We'll keep the house lights at this level so you can read, I hope. Feel free to read along. It'll really help you understand where you are. You'll find occasional music in the program too. That was partly a matter of convenience, partly because I thought you might enjoy seeing what it looks like on our end. I'm not inviting you to sing along. Maybe next year. Sign up for a class. And one final couple more. The very last section of the program, the Medieval Office of Compline, we're doing as an entire set. And it's full of prayers, it's full of readings, it's full of psalms. A lot of it's psalms and monotonous. But I hope you'll find all of it very immersive and very much in the spirit of a recital, a chant, and organ. I'd like to ask that you not applaud between pieces. So if you would just refrain your thunderous applause. Until after the final piece of the program, which will be the Salve Regina that follows. If you have any questions, I'll be in the hall.